Chazar zeichen nishat v'chach chashag me'bam Yehudim esech z'air v'ndaf tzadik. Remer Chama asks, would the Rabbonon, who say that each roof is a separate reshus, allow someone to carry two amas on a roof and two amas on a pillar of the same height? Rabbi asks, the roof is a karmelis according to the way Rav explained the Rabbonon, and the top of the pillar is a reshus ha'yochid, so it would clearly be also to transfer from one to the other. Rabbi Chama was asking whether one can transfer from the roof of a house to the roof of an unwalled structure. On the one hand, they're both places that are not fit for living and are not as distinct as the roof of two separate houses, and therefore maybe should be considered a single reshus. On the other hand, maybe they're treated like any other two roofs of houses, and therefore would be also to transfer from one to the next. Rav Bibi Barabai asks, would the Rabbonon, who say that each roof is a separate reshus, allow one to carry two amas on a roof and two amas on a roon? Rav Kahana asked him, aren't you asking the same question as Rami Bachoma that he just asked? He said, no, my question is different because a ruin is fit to live in, as opposed to an unwalled structure, which is not. In fact, Mar, if it's fit to live in, the Rabbonon would certainly not allow to transfer the items from one to the other. Mar explains his question was whether it's usher because it's fit to live in, or whether we say it would be mutter because a ruin has no current residence. Residence. The Gemara leaves with a teiku. Zok Gemara, if there are a number of roofs that are on the same level, according to our mayor, who treats them as one reshus, or one large roof, even according to Rabbanon, this is one reshus. Rav says you're allowed to carry around the entire area. Shmuel says you're only allowed to carry within four amas. Zok Gemara, Rav said earlier, according to Rabbanon, that you're only allowed to carry within four amas. And where it says, in that case, the walls were not noticeable, so he didn't say good asik. In this case, the walls are visible, so through good asik, he allows carrying through the entire roof. Zok Gemara, Shmuel said earlier, according to Rabbanon, that one may carry throughout the entire roof. Mora says that case was where the roof was smaller than a base of Sayim. In this case, the roof is larger than a base of Sayim, and the walls are not considered to surround it for dwelling purposes, because the walls around the roof were built for the purposes of the house, not for the roof. Therefore, the roof has the status of a karfif that was not hukuf ladira, and therefore you only let it carry within four amas. With regard to a ship whose area is larger than a base of Sayim, Rav says one may carry throughout the entire ship. Shmuel says you only let it carry within four amas. Rav says the walls of the ship act to allow carrying throughout. Shmuel says the walls were built to keep the water out, not hukuf ladira. Therefore, carrying is only allowed in four amas. In fact, Mar Chir by Yosef asked Shmuel, who do we pass on like Shmuel? So we pass on like Rav. Rav Gidl, in the name of Rav Chir by Yosef, says that Rav would agree if the ship was turned upside down on dry land, one may only carry up to four amas on the bottom of the ship now that it's above ground. In fact, Mar, if it was turned over to live under it, then the area on top of the overturned ship should be like any other roof, which Rav said one may carry even if larger than a base assignment because the walls allow for that. Mar said we're talking about where the boat was turned over to allow for tarring, so the walls are not considered to be there for residential purposes, not hukuf ladira. Rav Ashi says that Shmuel said we pass in like Rav, not regarding the case of the roof, but rather with regard to the case of the ship. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said that it was said regarding the case of an unwalled but roof structure. In that case, Rav said we view the roof as extending to the floor from its edge, and thus creating walls, and therefore you're allowed to carry throughout. Shmuel said we don't view it that way, and therefore carrying is only allowed there within four amas. Fechnimor, Rav had said that Rav Meir allows carrying throughout all of the adjoining roofs. He treats them as a reshus hayochid. If so, according to Rav Meir, the Rav said Rav Meir allows carrying throughout the adjoining roofs, right? So it was always, if so, according to Rav Meir, Rav Meir should also allow transfer from a roof to a chatzar, which is also reshus hayochid. The Mar explains he doesn't allow it because of the gzeira of Yitzchak Rav Dimi that we mentioned yesterday's da'av. Shmuel had said that the Rabbanan treat a roof large in a base of Simon like a karmelis. If so, they should allow transfer between it and a karfif. Rabbi Ba'ula said they don't allow it as a gzera that the roof may be diminished and thereby get the status of Rishus HaYochid from which it would be usher to transfer to a karmelis. If so, that concern should be present in every karfif. Why is it different on a roof than whereas a regular karfif has walls? So it's easily discernible. You can tell if the area has been diminished. A roof has no actual walls. Therefore, if it gets diminished, it's not easily noticeable. And therefore, in this case, we'd have to be geyser.